So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we're up to is one of the most famous of them all. It's a teaching of Hillel, the first of the three Mishnayos of Hillel in the first parak, of Hevi mi Talmidav shel Aaron. So already the expression of to be a Talmud of somebody is to study, because the content of this Mishnah is not so natural for people. Maybe more natural for some than for others, but in terms of what we're about to talk about, Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Oev Esabriyo, Simekarvan Torah. You have people who are very sociable by nature, they're very extroverted by nature, they're very comfortable with people by nature, and then you have people for whom it's really hard. It really is hard. So having me Talmidav Shal Aharon means that everybody has a responsibility to study this and to exert themselves in this way. The greatest Talmud Chacham of the late 19th, early 20th century, Reb Chaim of Brisk, was renowned for his chesed. He famously said that the job of the Rav is to really do chesed in the community. And he said that from a standpoint of massive Torah knowledge. Reb Chaim once confided in his eldest son, Reb Moshe, the Rav's father, that he shouldn't think, he said it to him in Yiddish, but said, "Don't think that I was born like this. I had to work very hard in it. It was against his natural instincts." So, Hevi mi Talmidav shel Aaron. Another introductory point. Even though Aaron gets a lot of the credit, and rightly so, in terms of the stories that we all know, how he reconciled husband and wives, and how he reconciled people who were fighting, the truth is that the Vilna Gaon points out is that Moshe also, you know, was a believer in peace too. The Gemara in Sanhedrin contrasts Moshe and Aaron, and Aaron was always encouraging people to seek pshara. And in the context of a din Torah, in the context of a tribunal, so Moshe felt there, yikov adin esahar. But in the space of human relations, Moshe was the most self-effacing person that we ever met. Right? Ha'ish Moshe anav mod mikol adam asher al pnei adama. In fact, we learn a very important halacha from him when Dasan and Aviram were going after Moshe, saying all kinds of terrible things. The pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe, and he went to Dasan and Aviram. And that's the source for the isser of being machzik, but machlokes of holding on to a machlokes. That Moshe tried everything. Unfortunately, it failed because Dasan and Aviram were incorrigible. They simply couldn't be deterred, but Moshe did everything in his power. So I don't want Moshe to get short shrift either, but Hevi mi Talmidav shel Aaron, this was really his calling card. So Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and this is really, really, really true, says, you know, there are a lot of people who are Oev Shalom. There are a lot of people who love humanity. People, not so much. Right, so it's not enough to be Ohev Shalom, you really have to be Rodev Shalom, to try your very hardest, especially when it's difficult, even when it's family, to really be Rodev Shalom and to try very, very hard to be Mavir Al Hamidos, a person to look past things that can be upsetting, no matter, you know, what the circumstances are, to try one's very, very, very best as much as possible to restore peaceful relations. So again, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. It's not enough to be an Oev Shalom, but like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bakesh Shalom B'Rodfeyu, that it really is a Redifa. It's something that is not just the state of nature. People have to try very hard. And finally, Oev Esabrios, Simekarvan LaTorah, the Tosfos Yontif points out, based on the language of Oev Esabrios, the reason that you should love them is because ultimately they're God's creatures. No matter whether or not their personality is in sync with your personality, but everybody is a birya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by God. So, Oev Esabrios, Umekarvan LaTorah, that Aharon, as the Avos Rabbi Nassan describes, he wouldn't remonstrate with people, he wouldn't criticize them, he wouldn't put them down, he would simply relate to them, he would form relationships with them, and then implicitly they would draw the conclusion for themselves. They say, you know, Aaron must be confused over here. I'm not the person that he thinks I am, and that they would raise their own level. So that's like a sign of great leadership. When somebody, without even saying something, is able through their sheer presence to inspire another piece, a person to try to elevate themselves, whether it's in a job, whether it's in athletics, whether it's in music, whether it's in, you know, a character, the most important sphere. Somebody who's just able to help other people want to elevate themselves. So that is a very profound ability in a person, and indeed it is quite rare. Just to conclude, Tosfos Yontif notes that there appears to be a little bit of a difficulty. He doesn't resolve it. Remember, we had the Mishnah earlier of Nitai Har Bailey saying, you know, Harchek Mishachin Rav Al Tischaber La Rasha. A person shouldn't associate with people who have character deficiencies. So what was Aaron exempt from that? Maybe you could say, okay, Aaron was Aaron, you know, and we're not Aaron, so maybe we've got to play it a little bit more safe. So I'd like to conclude by suggesting a little bit of a different interpretation. Nitai Arbeli said, Al tischaber l'rasha. That means that if somebody's a rasha, your attitude shouldn't be, you know, I'm going to befriend him as such, as a rasha. I don't think that's what Aaron was trying to do. When Aaron was relating to people in that way, O Ivis Abrios, whom Mekarvan la Torah, Aaron didn't see them as a rasha. If he saw them as a rasha, I don't think he would have become friends with them, but he saw them not as a rasha. He saw them for the potential that they had. And I think that really reflects an ayin tova. Do you look at a person like where they are right now and say, well, yeah, you know, this person, you know, is, you know, deficient in all these ways? Or do you see that as not somehow fundamental to the person, but something that can be rectified? If Aaron saw them as Rishayim, I don't think that he would have been spending time with them, but I think he saw them in a different way, and that teaches us, I think, maybe the most profound lesson about how we should see people, even people that might be disappointing us a little bit right now, leaving something to be desired. I don't think that we have to perceive people, even if their actions are not optimal, as Rishayim, and had Aaron seen them that way, I don't think he would have been mischaber to them. So on the contrary, Oheves Habrios, he saw them for who they were, Tzelem Elokim, and whatever, you know, smut had sort of covered up, smogged up their character, he always saw that there was a gem that was just waiting to be exposed. Rabbi Chanan ibn Akasha Maretzikas Baruch Huzakos Es Yisrael, Lefika Achir Bam Tar Mitzvah, Shanamar Adnei Chavetz Zaman Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir, Kaddish Derabanan.